Haiti lost a musical legend this month. Drummer Lenore Fortuna, known as Azor, passed away at the age of 46. Azor was a master of a musical genre known as racine. It's upbeat, danceable, and spiritual. Reporter Monica Campbell went to Brooklyn this weekend to attend a celebration of Azor's life.
The tribute started at a picnic area in Brooklyn's Prospect Park. In the searing summer heat, it was an oasis, shaded by tall pine trees just at a lake's placid edge.
So let me tell you about this place. We've been here for the last 20 years. In Haitian, we'll call it La Cour. Yes. We call it the yard. This is where we all get together. Friends knows we can come here every day and meet another friend.
That was Horley Exart, who came out with other Haitian Americans, many who live near the park, this Sunday, to honor the life of a man known simply as Azor, a Haitian folklorist who blended ceremonial voodoo lyrics and poetry with fast-paced drums and rhythms. This weekend in Haiti's Port-au-Prince, fans gathered to watch Azor's body as a horse-drawn carriage led it along one of the capital's main boulevards. At the park in Brooklyn, Haitians erected an altar draped in white lace. Under it, a table was stacked with tropical fruit, pineapples, oranges, along with white candles, cologne, rum, and a picture of Azor, stocky, wearing a yellow gown.
What we're doing here, we're gathering to celebrate, basically, not to mourn, to celebrate somebody who make a big splash on the Haitian culture. Some of us call it woods, voodoo, whatever you call it, but it describes who we are. No electronics, natural instrument, which is the drums.
Musicians started to greet, hug, roll out conga drums. A whip cracked to call out the spirits. Marcia Champagne, a 28-year-old who works security at New York's Kennedy International Airport, escorted her elderly grandmother to a seat by the altar. She talked about her favorite Azor song.
My favorite is when he says there's a song about he won't cry. Well, it's basically, you want me to sing it? Okay. There's one song where he goes, Mbab kriye de fwa, avam jambe maleo, Mbab kriye yon fwa, avam jambe maleo, Mwe macha poyam nan me mwen. That's one of my favorites.
Near the altar, the pace quickened, with musicians taking up an ensemble of instruments, from the conga and wind instruments to others who tapped empty Heineken bottles with a stick. The crowd then eased into prayer. As the afternoon became evening, the party heated up, with sweat rolling down faces. Rum was passed around in plastic cups. Children lit candles, while women danced in long white cotton dresses. Musician Demps Bazile, who just returned from 6 months in Haiti, helping rebuild a country still destroyed by last year's earthquake, saw Azor's music this way.
Azor always sing for poor people, always revendicate for poor people, tell other people what's going on in Haiti, how things is in Haiti for poor people.
Bazile also led the ceremony and described his role.
To call is the spirit. That's why we do what now? The Azor spirit to come enjoy with us. That's what we do now.
For the world, I'm Monica Campbell, Brooklyn, New York.
You can check out pictures of the celebration of the life of Azor at Brooklyn's Prospect Park. We have a slideshow at theworld.org.